It works very well if you get it in quickly. Okay, naming of transition metal complexes. So some rules coming now. You guys are going to have to learn these rules and practice. Now your textbook has got lots of examples. It's pretty straightforward stuff once you've got to hang with. So that's what we have to do. We have to go from that formula there to this name with a set of rules. The first rule is cation goes before the anion. So in this case here, the square black brackets we know is the cation because we know that bromide has got a charge of 1 minus, so the anion bit is going at the end. Second bit, the ligand is named before the metal. So the square bracket is the bit that's going here. And as you can see, we have got two waters. This is meaning two, so we've got two ethylene diamines. Then we go the metal, and then a space, and then we put the anion. Now for the ligands, once they're inside the square bracket, this doesn't go two waters, unfortunately. It goes diaqua. So we're going to have to learn names for